The ivory-billed woodpecker was one of America's showiest and most revered birds. It was always rare, and now it's presumed to be extinct. People often claim they've seen one, but there's never been proof, which has given the bird a sort of Bigfoot reputation among biologists. 3 years ago, a credible sighting in Louisiana electrified birders across the country. Two teams were dispatched to investigate. In the first of two radio expedition reports from NPR News and National Geographic, NPR's Christopher Joyce joins those teams to discover why so many people are trying so hard to find this bird.
To understand the passion for this bird, listen to biologist Van Remsen. At his museum at Louisiana State University, he's showing some of the world's top birders the birding equivalent of the Golden Fleece, a beautifully preserved ivory-billed woodpecker.
Look at this. It looks like somebody took this big oversized bill and jammed it so far into their head. You know, they've got this kind of a surprised look on their face with this big wild white eyes, and they're carrying around this big thing and they don't know what to do with it. It's just sort of a disproportionately large bill, and that's where the action is. This is how a bird interacts with its world.
In 1999, a forestry student was hunting in southeastern Louisiana and claimed he saw two ivory bills. Experts cross-examined him and his story held up. Remsen, with backing from Zeiss Sports Optics, makers of binoculars, recruited six experts for a dream expedition, a 30-day search for the bird. The quarry was a magnificent creature, 20 inches tall, ebony and white feathers, and a crimson crest on the male. Its big eyes and long bill made it look almost like a flying dinosaur. As for the searchers, a sighting could make a scientific career. And there's anger over the way this bird was extinguished, and perhaps a little guilt.
It was specialized in the swamps, the bottomlands of the southeastern United States. The reason that it went extinct is that those woods were cut over once, twice, three times, and the large trees that had lots of dead wood in them, plus the old maturing forest, just wasn't there anymore.
The experts knew what to look for and what to listen for. The sound of a toy trumpet. That's how textbooks describe the sound of an ivory bill. There is only one recording made by Cornell University researchers in 1935. Here is the call and rapping of an ivory bill. A metal footbridge spans a canal that runs along State Highway 41. An alligator drifts in the water below. We're entering Bogachita National Wildlife Refuge. Tupelo gum trees, cypress, oak, and underbrush. Hummocks of dry land alternate with muddy sloughs, flooded areas that are home to gators, water moccasins, and mosquitoes. It's a no man's land.
Hey, David, have you hit this blue yet?
It doesn't show anything this big on my map.
Where I'm at, there's three boats tied up. So it must be navigable.
Well, I'm going to walk your way, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
David Luno is a professor of electronics at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock and a birder. He and biologist Richard Knight from the University of Tennessee are spending the day scanning the trees for the woodpecker, or at least signs of it.
There's some scaled bark on that tree. And you see the white wood underneath the bark. Let's go take a look. You can see in the places where it's scaled, there's some excavating underneath.
In the 1930s, biologist James Tanner came here to study the last ivory bills. He saw the bird thrusting its bill under the bark and peeling off shanks of it to get at the beetle larvae underneath. Trees that had been dead too long, or not long enough, were unsuitable. When Luno and Knight aren't checking trees, they're listening. This forest is brimming with birdsong. The team notes each one.
American crow, ruby-crowned kinglet, American goldfinch, Carolina wren, wood duck, Carolina chickadee, American robin, eastern phoebe, blue-headed vireo, and yellow-bellied sapsucker. Somebody's drumming. It's a pileated woodpecker.
It was a flicker, wasn't it?
Well, let me listen again. If he'll speak up again.
Each woodpecker species has a distinctive song and drumming sound. The drumming is a signal to other birds.
If you were to hear an ivory bill drumming, how would it sound?
It's a double rap. Bam, bam, a real fast double rap. In fact, they say that the first one is loud and the second one is almost like an echo. All right, back we go.
The description of that rapping will turn out to play a crucial role in the success or failure of this expedition.
Let's put it over there by the B-roads.
At the end of the day, the team members regroup at their bunkhouse near the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area. They've seen big nest cavities and some scaled bark. Granted, these could be the work of other woodpeckers, such as the large pileated woodpecker, but despite the hip-deep water and the cold nights camping out, the searchers are enthusiastic. This bird has an allure unlike any other. Biologist Richard Knight.
It's very mythical. This bird may be holding on. And it was such a majestic bird. One of the colloquial names was a Lord God bird. I can imagine someone going through the woods and suddenly coming on one of these, such a large, striking bird, and just exclaiming, Lord God, when they see it.
At the end of their 30 days, the team failed to see an ivory bill. But searching the Pearl River area, they won't say where, the team did hear unusual drumming. They frantically hooked up recording gear and snatched a few moments. A double rap, then a single one, then four in a row. Team member Martjan Lammertink made this recording.
It's not so clear from the recording as it is from actually being there. It was clearly something hitting on wood.
Researcher David Luno.
Never heard a pileated do that, never saw a pileated do that. It, just the loudness of it, it was very striking.
The team camped in the area, sure they would see an ivory bill. They didn't. They did find a lot of peeled bark and large nest cavities. The recording is tantalizing. The raps are not exactly the rapid bam-bam described in the 1930s, yet they're unlike any other woodpecker the team has ever heard. A frustrating outcome, suggestive, but not enough to confirm.
I hope someone finds it and photographs it. That will confirm to the world that this bird has survived 50 years basically under our radar screens.
And someone may soon resolve the mystery. Another team of scientists has been to those bayous. They left behind 12 sets of electronic ears, microphones that have been listening 8 hours a day for the sound of a toy trumpet. For Radio Expeditions, this is Christopher Joyce along the Pearl River in Louisiana.